Boy, Bertha, I'm tired for your walk 3 miles for little water for you, you know. Trust me, I'm tired.
Tell me about it. In our neck of the woods, piped water seems like just a dream. Thank God for this river, yeah.
Yes, missus. Anyways, based on when me I hear on the radio, your dream might just come true.
What you mean?
Yes, child. The government a review a water sector policy and implementation plan, so everybody in Jamaica can soon have access to pipe water.
What you saying to me? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, but it's just a draft stage them reach, not implementation yet. So you now get water tomorrow.
Whatever. So how long this going to take?
Well, them just have figure out how the best way to get water to me and you will live way up on the hilltop here. Apparently, if you pump water all the way up here, it not worth it for just me and you one.
But we have some ideas we could have share, you know. Like how could I set up a system to catch the rainwater?
Go on, my friend. I use the ideas for share. Anyway, put fun and joke aside. You can actually share your ideas, you know, for real, man.
Yeah? Oh.
Bertha, you feel listen news, you know, man. Ministry of Water, Land Environment and Climate Change I collaborate with Global Water Partnership Caribbean for some consultations with residents.
Where? Cause me serious, you know, man.
Well, one was in St. James the other day, but them have some other schedule for St. Mary, Manchester and Kingston.
You're the pant of things, man.
But most, me not just tell you, so me tired for your walks before if you catch the water for use.
Water is life, and though dubbed the land of wooden water, Jamaica has been experiencing several issues in channeling this precious commodity to all citizens.
First thing is that, yes, we do have sufficient water resources to meet our demands. The question is, water is not evenly distributed in space or time. There's a higher level of development and demand on the south coast of the island, which gets the lowest rainfall, whereas on the north side of the island, you may have rainfall as much as 5,500 millimeters up in Portland, up in the Blue Mountains.
Managing Director of the Water Resources Authority, Basil Fernandez. Based on this, the government is now reviewing for the second time the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. The policy aims to ensure universal access to safe, potable water for all Jamaicans, especially those in rural areas.
Presently, access for the rural areas is 45%. So you realize it's dragging behind the major towns and the KMA. I would expect the persons will come out to find out from us how will that change for me and my children and grandchildren.
Senior Director in the Policy and Monitoring Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Patricia Snow Young. Through the Water Sector Policy and Implementation Plan, the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, along with its core agencies, will have clear guidelines for providing potable water to all Jamaicans. The government is seeking the input of citizens in helping to create strategies that can bring the availability of potable water to 100%. This is being done through a review of the draft policy using regional public consultations. The first was held in Montego Bay and facilitated feedback from persons in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James and Trelawney. Another consultation is planned for St. Mary on April 16, which also targets persons in St. Anne and Portland. Then it's over to Manchester on April 23, targeting residents of Clarendon and St. Elizabeth. The final consultation will take place on April 30 in Kingston. It also targets residents of St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and St. Catherine. If you want to know what's in the draft water policy, check out the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change's website at mwh.gov.jm or visit its documentation center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or go to any regional parish library or post office.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.